This show is made possible by the following sponsors.
The Dally McCarthy Show.
This show is made possible by the following sponsors.
Sullivan Steakhouse, offering guests a unique Naperville Steakhouse experience with delectable food, fun cocktails, and swinging live music. Yes, they are a sponsor of the Dally McCarthy Show. Thank you, Sullivan's. They are enticing guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. Check out sullivansteak.com. First Command Financial Services, another proud sponsor of the Dally McCarthy Show, reducing debt, building savings, protecting your future, pursuing your goals. These things are important to most of us, and they're important to the hundreds of thousands First Command has served since 1958. Check out firstcommand.com. All Service Limousine, where service is their middle name. Book your next ride at 877-GET-LIMO.com and tell Mario Dolly sent you. Get motivated, get fit. Let Stacey Boyer get you started. She's a life coach and personal trainer. Check out motivatingyou.com, or you can email Stacey to make your first free consultation and workout, beginning of your workout with Stacey at stacey@motivatingyou.com. That's Stacey with an I. Arthur Murray Dance in Naperville and in Oak Brook, they didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Check out arthurmurraynaperville.com. And the Dally McCarthy Show is sponsored by Pope Family Dental. Pope Family Dental, the home of the one visit smile. In just one visit, you can get a full set of teeth or a single crown. Dr. Pope uses 3D CAD-CAM technology to make crowns in one visit. Mention this show for special pricing. Dr. Pope offers crowns for as low as $7.99. That's $7.99 for a permanent, long-lasting, beautiful crown. Check out PopeFamilyDental.com or give them a call at 630-961-5851. Innovative Orthodontic Centers, enhancing smiles for life. Check out orthocenters.org or give them a call at 630-848-6960 for your first free consultation. Bricconi's, locations in North and South Naperville. It's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. They are a small business that is family-owned and operated. Come visit Bricconi's North for a comfortable dining experience or take out on the South Side. The South Side number is 630-369-4922. On the North Side, call to order or dine in. That number is 630-717-9530. Naper Settlement, where history comes to play. Check out napersettlement.org for a list of other events and lecture series. The History Speaks lecture series coming up. In fact, they have another one coming up this Sunday, October 19th at 7 p.m., and we are still giving away some awesome tickets for that event. The Naperville Trolley and Tours is another proud sponsor of the Dally McCarthy Show. The Naperville Trolley and Tours has four beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, and birthday parties, light tours, bat and bar mitzvahs, and much more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Check out NapervilleTrolley.com or like them on their Facebook page. Divine Beauty Lux Spa, another proud sponsor of the Dally McCarthy Show. They are your sunless tanning professionals with answers to all of your sunless questions. Check out DivineBeautyLuxSpa.com. NapervilleAlarm.com is pleased to be the official alarm company and sponsor of the Dally McCarthy Show, serving Naperville businesses and families for over 13 years, providing security, fire protection, CCTV, and more, including smartphone technology. Let NapervilleAlarm.com customize the security system to suit your needs. System monitoring starting at $19 per month. And the Dally McCarthy Show listeners will receive 20% off installation. Visit NapervilleAlarm.com/Dally Promo to receive your discount. And finally, the Naperville Park District is a proud sponsor of the Dally McCarthy Show. They provide recreation and park experiences that enrich the quality of life for our community. Check out NapervilleParks.org and Moms and Daughters, save the date. Enjoy a night of pampering, crafting, and delicious goodies. Come dressed in your jammies and play games, paint nails, and have lots of late-night fun. Make pizza, decorate cupcakes, sing, dance, play, and enjoy a story time. Everybody must register for this event taking place on Friday, November 7th from 6:30 until 8:30. The fee is only $12. You can register for that at NaperevilleParks.org. What a great mom and daughter late night out. And this is all for girls ages 4 to 7.
Yeah, yeah, it's the Dolly McCarthy Show. I said hello, darling. I said hello, darling. What's up, girl? Yeah. She's bringing the news. I said hello, Dolly, looking swell. Dolly, so nice to have you back where you belong. Dolly, hello.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
I love my aunt Dolly.
And I love you too, Jakey. Oh, doesn't he just take your breath away? Oh, I just love that little guy. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Dolly McCarthy Show, the good show, I like to call it, that airs every Thursday morning, live from 9:30 until 10:30. Of course, this show rebroadcasts on other days and times. And I want to say hello to my new listeners on Tuiville Radio, tuiville.com. Thanks to all of you for tuning in. Welcome to the show. We always have a good time on this show. I bring you good topics to discuss, good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. And I welcome your calls, too. I always try to get to those calls. I try. Don't always get to it, but I try. If you would like to try to call in, 347-945-7215 is the number to call in. Lots of good guests today, and we're going to get to all of them soon. But first, this is the Dolly McCarthy Show, the good show. Indeed, it is a good show. It's a great day. Oh, it's not a good golfing day. Let me just put that out there. Every day I wake up and I think, can I golf today? Do I have time in my schedule to golf? Is the weather nice? Am I an addict or what? This is insane. Too funny how it golf hit me later on in life. Now, I sound really old saying that. Oh, my God, how pathetic. That sounds so bad. But later on. But I love it, and I'm dying to get back out there. All right, we've had enough of this rain. Come on. Give us some nice fall days. We sure had a pretty good summer, though. I got out once a week to golf, and I don't spend a lot of money on golf. I go to the cheapy places, but I should probably do a Dolly list. I've found some really nice golf courses that are cheap, because not all the cheap ones are nice. So you want to avoid some of them, but I won't tell you which ones I didn't like, but I might come up with a list one of these days of all the really nice, cheapy courses. I wish I could say my golf game improved, but some weeks are better than others. Let's just put it that way. Although my short game was pretty good last Friday. Let me just tell you that. Hey. October is National Bullying Prevention Month. I wanted to put that out there. You know, my friend Renee D, she's a part of peakforkids.org, and they're a non-for-profit based out of Sugar Grove. I want to just put it out there. Renee's going to come on the show this month. We're going to talk more about bullying prevention, but I want to throw that out there for you. Check out peakforkids.org. They do so many great things. They're really dedicated to keeping kids happy. And they work with schools and homes and businesses to raise awareness of bullying prevention. And they've got amazing programs to raise awareness, to empower your children and your children's friends. And we want all these kids around us to be happy and healthy, and not just physically but mentally as well. So check out peakforkids.org. We're going to have on this month talk about bullying, and one of my guests this even today, we'll be talking about it. You know, I always tell my kids, it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice. And I think that kind of wraps up the whole bullying thing. It makes you feel like you're part of this whole world. You're not in competition with anybody. And we're all here to just get through, and that's not the right way to say it, but get through life, really have a good time in life. And enjoy our lives and help others to enjoy it. I know several adults that have been bullied. And some of them have learned from it and are better for it. But others still carry the anger, the frustration, the humiliation. They still carry the anger 20-some-odd years later from when it happened in grade school and high school. And it just breaks my heart to see men, women, walking around angry at the way, at the world, because of the way they were treated by someone when they were kids. So bullying is so important, because it doesn't just affect little children. It affects adults who still are little children inside, if that makes sense to you. So I really am passionate about this.
Hello, darling. I said hello, darling. What's up, girl? Yeah, she's breaking the news. I said hello. Versus now Dolly Day,
a new holiday for us all to share.
Dolly McCarthy Day has been declared.
So Dolly never goes, she's here and she's staying. You can feel the room swaying while Love and Money's playing all your favorite songs from now to way back then.
So Dolly never go away again.
Can hear me. I'm going to take this call right now to make sure I get in there. Hello? Who's this? You're calling the Dolly McCarthy Show. We're having a crazy morning already. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Hi. This is Heather.
Heather. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to take you early. This is Heather, you know what? Well, good morning. Heather, okay. Heather Brennan is on the line. She's the elder helper. And she, you know what, Heather, I'm running the, you know, I got to give everybody a techie lesson right now. I do the show out of my home studio, and my, you know, lovely computer here and internet just booted me off my own show. Can you turn down the show in the background? I hear the show in the background there, or maybe it's the feedback coming from you, but anyway, the point is I had to, like, call into my own show to get back on the air. How bizarre is that? So sorry for the dead air. I probably lost all my new listeners on Chewyville. Come on back on. Listen in. We've got a great show coming up. I was ranting and raving about the bullying. You know, October is National Bullying Prevention Month. So I was going on and on about that. Mm-hmm. I wanted to tell everybody about how we're going to have guests to talk about bullying prevention, and then it was going to segue into talking to you, Heather, about taking care of people. Because what I wanted to tell everybody was, you know, with it being Bullying Prevention Month, and those of you out there that know me, I have a son away at college, and we're just putting together a little care package for him. We want to make sure our kids know that they're loved and make sure they're healthy and happy. So bullying prevention starts with the folks, you at home, making sure your kids feel loved and happy and healthy, and talking to them about how they feel about themselves. And you'll find out if they're bullying or if they're being bullied when you have these conversations. And let me just say a little story. And Heather, thanks for being so patient. And sorry, everybody, for the technical difficulties we experienced at the beginning of the show. This never has happened. There's always a first. I had a conversation with my daughter. She started her freshman year of high school. And my daughter is a very happy girl, I have to say. Very energetic and happy. But for the first two and a half weeks of school, she was very stressed out. And I thought it was because it was, you know, freshman year. Well, it turns out I happened to look on her cell phone. And moms, it's okay to do that. You have permission to look on their cell phone. And maybe I shouldn't have said my daughter's name, but oh well, whatever. Did I say her name? But, you know, I had to protect her privacy. But she was being bullied. And that's never happened to us in our family before. So don't ignore all this bullying prevention because it doesn't happen in your house. Your kid might be the bully or might be bullied and you don't even know it. In fact, I know grown men who were bullied in grade school and in high school, and their parents still don't know about it. And it hurts them to this day, and they never told their parents because they didn't want their parents to feel, they were ashamed, first of all, and the kids, and they don't want to burden the parents with this heavy problem when they've got bills and food and taking care of family members and maybe taking care of their own, you know, parents and all the pressures of life. So I guess what I'm trying to say, you know, on this show, we try to raise awareness about a lot of things, and this I feel so passionate about, bullying. So talk to your kids because you'll be surprised at what you hear. And maybe they've witnessed bullying, and maybe you could help them help a friend who's in the midst of that. So we're going to have guests a little later on the show to talk about ways to empower your kids and prevent this and how they can stop it or how they can look inside themselves if they're being the bully and change their ways. So, okay, Heather, thanks for being so patient. I'm off my soapbox. Let me jump down.
Okay. You bet.
We were going to talk to Jenna Wardell, who is the chair and the creator of the Pink Tie Ball, which is happening this Saturday that I'm going to. We're going to talk about, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And but while I'm waiting for Jenna to call, I'm really happy to have my first official guest that was running on the show and talk about what's really other things that are very important in this world, too, and that would be taking care of our elderly. You know, we talk about taking care of kids and moms and dads have the pressure of all of that, but you know what? A lot of my friends are at that age where they're taking care of kids and now they're taking care of their parents. And all the struggles with that, too. So I invited Heather on the show. She started a not-for-profit. And, Heather, let's talk about the elder. You call it Elder Helper?
Yes.
And tell me, first of all, welcome to the show. And you're such a sport, hanging in there with all these technical difficulties. Tell me how this all got started and where you're based out of, first of all. You're calling in from?
Downers Grove.
Okay. And so this is a not-for-profit you started. What made you start this?
I was my father's power of attorney when he was sick. He had Alzheimer's for 7 years, and I had 16, 17 years of paralegal experience, and I was trying to maneuver through the different systems with Medicaid and insurance and get him set up in a nursing home. And I just, when going through it, I couldn't imagine how an elderly person could get through all the red tape on their own when I was having difficulty doing it. Mm-hmm. So I had a little light bulb moment and decided to leave corporate America and help the elderly, kind of advocate for them and help them through that period and their kids because they don't know what they're doing either.
Mm-hmm.
When thrown
now
into
how,
it.
And so and let me ask you this, and I mean this in the most respectful way. What, besides having just the personal experience of your father going through this, what made you feel, I guess, what made you think you could do it? And how are you doing it?
I have experience working with one of the world's largest insurance companies, actually, as a legal auditor, which we would go through legal bills from attorneys, and I know how long it takes to draft certain documents because some documents are just simple form documents, and you plug in name, dates, that kind of information, and elderly people don't know that type of thing, and it only takes a short amount of time, but they're being charged for hours and hours of work when it's really not taking that long. So I thought I could take that experience and help them not be taken advantage of financially in that manner.
And now, is it just you in this non-for-profit? Do you have other? Do you have volunteers, other workers? I know you just kind of started this, so
I did. My friends are actually wonderful, and bless them. They're helping me on a volunteer basis right now. I'm hoping soon to be able to employ a few people, but right now it's just me.
Okay. Well, that's good enough. Keep going.
I know. Yeah. I hope so.
Well, your mission is awesome because it is something that we need in America for sure. I know just going through the Medicaid process, you know, helping my mom get that and you know, just the elderly. My mom used to work for a church, and she was helping with a lot of insurance issues and care for elderly folks, and just so much red tape, that's for sure. And then when you get an attorney involved, the fees are
astronomical,
ridiculous, and they're already on fixed income. They're living month to month, and you know, and then don't forget the prescription drugs.
Right,
crazy,
but they're just an easy target for everyone.
Well, you hit the nail on the head there. They're an easy target, and unfortunately, there's a lot of scams out there and a lot of people taking advantage of the elderly that are very vulnerable right now with everything that they are in need of to have a decent quality of life in their older years. So do you have any clients that you're working with right now? Can you tell us, like, how are you able to help them?
Right now, I pretty much do anything. I can hear that feedback, too, now.
I don't know what it is.
I do pretty much anything anybody wants me to do, but I am working with a woman now who is in a nursing home whose parents both have Alzheimer's, and so she doesn't have much family. She doesn't have children. And I'm working with her insurance company as the middleman because she gets pretty frustrated if she has to talk to them. And she's trying to focus on healing. So I'm working with her insurance company, with the nursing home. And then I just relay the information that she basically needs without getting her overly stressed out.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, you know, calling government offices, calling insurance companies is very time-consuming. And especially if you're, you know, an elder, is that the way you'd say it? Elder, you know, you just want to give up. You know, it's just such red tape.
Well, and the Medicaid thing is, you know, you were working with your mom. They go back 5 years, and all those documents that you have to order, I don't understand how an elderly person could keep track of all the financial information that the government requests.
Yeah. And the families, sometimes they live out of state. It's just such a mess. And, you know, I'm on this show we talk about taking care of our military, our veterans. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I should start saying we need to take care of our elderly, too. They've put in their dues. They've worked society. They've shook hands. They've volunteered. And why not give them a decent quality of life now when they need it the most to be taken care of too. What other things or ideas do you have as part of that you're going to incorporate part of your non-for-profit to help the elderly, not just with getting insurance and fees and all kinds of, you know, doctor visits and whatnot? Are there any other ideas that come to you you want to do?
After I lost both my parents last year, and I had this other idea.
Sorry to hear that.
Oh, thanks. It was a rough year, but, you know, out of it came this idea, which I'm hoping pays off because I'm pretty passionate about it. I'm still getting mail for my parents, and I've heard other friends who have, like, 15 years ago lost parents, and they're still getting, excuse me, oh my, mail for them, and I thought maybe a good service would be to actually do that for the family member, so when you go to your mailbox, you're not seeing your mom and dad's name every day. So canceling the, you know, charities that they donated to and making those phone calls. Right now I'm doing a fundraiser, as you know, and that's next Saturday. And that is for a wheelchair-accessible vehicle so I can transport the elderly to attorney's appointments and medical appointments and ask questions to the lawyers and the doctors that I think sometimes people forget to ask when they're in the actual situation.
Yeah,
right. Absolutely. So this fundraiser is going to be October 25th from 7 to 10. I got your email about that. And where is the fundraiser going to be? And again, it is to acquire a wheelchair-accessible minivan to assist Heather with what she's doing here to help elderly clients, get them to and from doctor's appointments. So where is the fundraiser going to take place?
That's going to be at Tokyo Bay in Naperville.
Okay, Tokyo Bay. Sorry, you got cut off a little there. I'm going to just repeat it so people hear. Tokyo Bay in Naperville. Give us some more details on that.
Oh, so sorry. It's actually a costume party, and we're going to have raffles, and there will be a prize for the best costume, and all of the monies obtained will be used to go towards the wheelchair-accessible vehicle.
Okay. Well, that's great. Well, I wish you the best of luck with what you're doing. It's so needed. And keep up the good work, Heather. And again, the fundraiser, October 25th from 7 to 10, it's at Tokyo Bay in Naperville. It's about the south side of town off of Route 59. And you're raising money for a really good cause. Heather, best of luck to you. If people want to get in touch with you, do you have a website or email phone number?
The website is www.elderhelper.info.
Fantastic. Okay, Heather, thanks so much for calling in the show. And best of luck to you with everything you're doing.
Thanks so much, Dolly. Awesome. I appreciate it, hon.
I know how this takes off for you.
I will.
I know it's definitely needed. All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Paul Harvey, good day.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got you. Nice. The sugar is fine. I feel nice. The sugar is fine. So nice. So nice. I got you.
All right, so we are back. We have some weird things happening. I got a ghost in the house. Something's going on in my home studio today, so I apologize. I got dropped again. Gotta love the internet, that's for sure.
You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yes, you are. I'm back. I don't know what happened there, so thanks for staying with me there. I wanted to just do a quick PSA while we're waiting for my next guest to come on. The Schaumburg Firefighters are hosting their third annual Pink Tie Ball benefiting the fight against all cancer. I'm sorry we missed Jenna Wardell. Maybe she tried to get through when the calls were all being dropped here. So I apologize, Jenna, if you're listening and can't get through, but I want to plug away on this great event they're hosting at the Schaumburg Marriott this Saturday. There still are tickets available. You can go to the website, Pink Tie Ball. 4092.com and order tickets from there. I will be there. So if you do go, please look for me. I really, really hope you will join me in helping to support this worthy, worthy cause. Okay, now a couple other little announcements. I'm waiting for our next guest to call into the show. The 5th Annual Toys for Tots Gala is Friday, November 14th. The Dolly McCarthy Show is a very proud sponsor of this event, as we were last year. We had a great time last year. So much fun, people. Please get your tickets early because the early bird registration, if you register before October 31st, it's only $75. And you can send me a message, and I'll be happy to drop off your tickets or get them to you in any way I can. It includes that ticket price, open bar, hors d'oeuvres, DJ and dancing, dessert and coffee table, and a fun silent auction, which I will be emceeing. Really excited about that. It's so much fun. The DJ is a blast. We danced all night long last year. We just had so much fun. And that, let me tell you, it was heavy hors d'oeuvres, I should say that. And the desserts were phenomenal. And they had, people were there very late and enjoying desserts and coffee later on. So it was really fun. And as I said, there is an open bar. If you'd like to get a ticket, just let me know. I'm happy to drop it off. Or if you want to just buy a ticket at the door, it's $100 at the door. But as I said, early bird registration is only $75. And, of course, come to the gala dressed up in your Sunday best and bring an unwrapped toy, too, because all of this is for Toys for Tots. Let's not forget that. If you're looking for something to do this weekend in Highwood, Illinois, the Autism Society of Illinois and the City of Highwood are proud to announce that they're having their 5th annual Great Highwood Pumpkin Festival. That's this weekend, October 17th, 18th, and 19th. And that all takes place at the City of Highwood. And the goal is to just bring communities together. The festival, they're going to be having, oh my goodness, you would not believe this, 52,000 pumpkins. That's the record. They want to break their record and have more than 52,000. But they're going to have 52,000 carved out pumpkins. They're helping to, quote unquote, carve out hope, possibilities, and options for those with autism in Illinois or those impacted by autism in Illinois. Also, really fun thing, they're going to have a 5K pumpkin run and walk and a kids dash, and that will be on Sunday, October 19th at 9 a.m. The 5K pumpkin run, walk, and kids dash will bring some 1,000 participants to the town in an effort to raise further awareness and support for Autism Society of Illinois. Of course, I'm told that it's a beautiful scenic route, and so it will be and it's going to be a perfect weather day. Isn't that right? Yes, it will. We hope so. That's for sure. Say hello to my friend Pat Lanzini over there. She's going to be selling her little canned jams. She's a little canner, and she's going to be selling her jams at this festival. So look for her and tell her I said hi. She was on the show last week. She's helping to promote this event, too, of course. So it sounds like a really fun fall thing to do. Hey, did I tell you? Save the date, November 20th. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a night out at the Innovative Orthodontic Centers. They have their offices located in downtown Naperville. It's a night out of shopping, appetizers, drinks, and more. And an invitation, a formal invitation will follow, but I'm supposed to get the word out to save the date, everybody, November 20th. That's pretty good because, yeah, it's Christmas time. You got to start the shopping somehow. And I did tell you about that pink tie ball. I want to say it starts Saturday at 6 o'clock, and I'll be there. There are some tickets still available. I think they're going to have, some 300-some-odd guests or something like that. Okay, well, unfortunately, I don't know what happened to Tim Harrison with he's the owner and master instructor at TM Martial Arts. They have studios in Joliet and Manuka. I was really excited, looking forward to talking to him about bullying prevention. This is a first too. A guest that never called into the show. Oh, We did have one. Let me take that back. Vanilla Ice. Do you remember over the summer, Vanilla Ice was trying to get through to the show, but he was in Amish country, and he couldn't get through because there wasn't any cell service. It was hilarious. When I met up with him in the next month in July, he had told me how much he was trying to get through to the show. Oh, boy, it was a riot. But you know what? So I don't know what happened to Tim, but hopefully he will we'll reschedule and get him on the show again. Hey, this is Dolly with the Dolly McCarthy Show. Who's this? Hello? Hello? Oh, I don't know. I don't know what happened to that call. Okay. Whoopsie. Okay, we're going to go. We're going to jump a little here. Usually we reserve this for the last part of the show, but we're going to check in with Aunt V. Aunt V is on the line now, and Aunt V's going to tell us what's for dinner. Hey, Aunt V.
Hi, Dolly. How are you doing?
Well, we're doing great. I think we've got a ghost invading my October, Halloween. We've had some weird things happen with this show, and I just hope all my listeners are hanging in there. And
they are
you know, hanging in there with me through this. It's really odd. But I just thought I'd jump to you because my caller, Tim Harrison with TM Martial Arts, he was going to come on. We were going to talk about bullying prevention. But unfortunately, maybe he is like Vanilla Ice and he's somewhere in Amish country and he can't get a spell. I don't know. Hey, I'm so glad to have Aunt B on the line. She comes on every week, tell us what's for dinner. Of course, she's very conscious about healthy meals and reminds us busy moms like myself how important it is to put out that healthy meal and sit around the table with my kids and try to do that. But with Aunt V's help, what on earth is for dinner tonight?
Tonight is chicken pot pie. I just think that with the change of the seasons, we start to think of comfort food. It's just a natural process, and chicken pot pie is just yummy.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
One of my favorites, but I can't even think of eating it in summer. But come wintertime, it's like, oh, that sounds good. And the thing that's nice about it for busy moms, which I myself, with four children,
mm-hmm.
have been a busy mom for a number of years, it's one of those things that really can extend your budget and really is a time saver. Because if you were to get a good, organic if possible, whole chicken, you could have roast chicken one night. You could make broth with the chicken itself after you've had the roast, as well as if you bone some of the chicken off, you can then make the chicken pot pie. And you make a basic gravy, add vegetables. It's a great way to hide vegetables in your kid's meal. you put the chicken in there, and then it's just like a creamy, soup with a little bit thicker consistency. And then the thing about it is that for the dough, you have so many different options that you can do. You could have a situation. The ideal would be that you make your own dough, and with dough,
well, is that what
if
you
make
do? It, is that what you do?
I make my own. I make my own dough.
Okay. You mean
and
like
make oh, it's from scratch.
Okay.
It's when you if you were to do that at home, you can do that and you can save it for a couple days. So you can make dough and maybe make an apple crisp or a pie. So there's a couple of different things you can do with the dough, but you can make it like. Maybe on the weekend when you have some a little bit more time, and then you can have it in the refrigerator and then just roll it out and put it on top. But two other very, very quick things to do that are a little bit more available, especially if you're on tight. There's phyllo dough, and what you can do with the phyllo dough, if you've ever used it, you have to brush butter and or olive oil in between each layer. But you can put that down at the bottom, put in your chicken pot pie mixture, and then just kind of fold over the sheets because they kind of extend a little bit beyond the container, and it makes a really nice presentation. It's delicious. The other thing is using some quick biscuits.
We're all about the presentation. I love that.
It is.
So it's a little intimidating. I've bought that before, and it's sat in my freezer because I look at it and go, I can't do that. That looks hard. But you say it's easy. All you do is brush the butter and the olive oil on it, huh?
Well, the thing about phyllo dough is it is in the freezer, and that's how you buy it. That's, you know, that's the way I recommend you buy it. In some inner city markets or, you know, ethnic markets, you can get it fresh. But you buy it, but just make sure you put it into the refrigerator. Give yourself at least a day or two so it completely thaws out naturally and in a slow pace. Mm-hmm. And then you just, and again, it's, you know, take your counter, put your pan in front of you, put the phyllo dough right next. Make sure you have, you know, a brush of and some butter. I use, for this, for the chicken pot pie, I use a mixture of olive oil and butter just so that it's that I make sure I can brush it really thoroughly. And that's all you need to do is in between each sheet just to brush it thoroughly. And it really starts to go very, very fast. And
you can use that for the pot pie. I've never seen that, but it does. That does sound pretty good.
Okay, it is. It's so delicious, and it's nice and fluffy. And then the last one is just using some biscuits, and you can use the kind that are in the can. I hope that you look at the ingredients to make sure that you're not getting any hydrogenated oils in it. But if you just put the chicken pot pie straight into the pan without anything underneath it, I mean, as far as the pan, I mean, not any putting any kind of a crust underneath it, but then just take the biscuits and put them on top.
That's a good tip.
Put them in the oven.
I like that. Oh, my God. That's perfect for a busy mom.
Yes.
Very busy mom. Just throw those biscuits right on top. Okay.
Exactly.
Speaking of busy mom, I know you were busy mom, and I am too, and I'm going to be calling you tonight. I have a jam-packed today.
Okay.
So I'm going to need that chicken pot pie.
You can come by. Just let me know when you're going to pick it up. I'll be happy.
And B, you could pick it up, or she can meet you at the train station, right? Or do you home deliver? I know I've only met you at the train
station. I don't have that.
Okay. No home delivery, but I love how you meet people at the train station, right in downtown Naperville, for now, as she's starting.
So do they. They love it, too. It's I mean, they just walk off the train.
Yeah.
I hand them their meal. They go home.
They
have a good meal. I love it. Seeing them every night.
I hate to cut you off, Ambie. I love to talk about food.
Take care. Thank you so much.
Give us your website again and how people can reach you.
Go to my website, which is Ask Aunt V, as in Veronica, askaunt.com. And then they click on What's for Dinner. It also has all my classes and different other events and things that are going on. But just go What's for Dinner, and it'll have the complete list of that daily specials.
Awesome. All right. Always good to talk to you, Aunt V. We'll talk
Likewise.
To you next week.
Thanks, Dolly. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Molly McDarthy Show.
Yeah, that's not right. Try it again.
You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
That's better. Let's roll.
Have you been thinking about straightening your teeth and don't want to wear braces? Hi, this is Dr. Manal Ibrahim, American Board Certified Orthodontist and Invisalign Elite Provider. Here at Innovative Orthodontic Centers, I use the most innovative techniques to provide outstanding treatment to all my patients. And with Invisalign, the clearest way to a perfect smile, it is literally our secret that you're straightening your teeth. Come and talk to me about accelerated Invisalign, perfect teeth in half the time, and see what the buzz is all about. At Innovative Orthodontic Centers, we are also an impression-free office. Can you imagine that? No more molds of your teeth. Using an intraoral scanner, we take a video of your teeth that gets sent right to Invisalign. Call 855-563-3735 or visit us at orthocenters.org. I look forward to meeting you.
Innovative Orthodontic Centers, voted best orthodontist in Naperville 4 years running. Call 855-563-3735. Start accelerated Invisalign the same day as your consult and receive an iPad mini. Stipulations do apply.
Yeah, it's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Okay, we're back. Oh, it's been one of those spooky shows. A haunted show, I should say. So thanks, everybody, for bearing with me. For the first time ever, we've had technical difficulties. Very odd. Never had that before. So I'm going to blame it on the fact that it's a little bit haunted, this show. I wouldn't lose any listeners now. Hey, I want to do a shout-out to all my new listeners on TueyvilleRadio.com. Thanks for tuning in to the Dolly McCarthy Show. Loving all the feedback so far. You guys started listening to me last week. It's awesome. I love having new listeners and getting to know you. So please send me messages. I'm open to messages on Facebook and Twitter. You can tweet me at Good Dolly Show. Or always send me a message on Facebook. And I'm always open to new ideas for shows, too. We were disappointed we did not get a call in today from a very special guest. So we'll have him in. I'm going to get him in next week.
Hello.
Tim Harrison with TM Martial Arts. But we got to go to our next guest. Really excited about this one. He's a rising country artist. Stacy Burke is on the line. Hey, Stacy.
Well, how do you do? How are you?
I love that
can
accent.
You
uh-oh, now my country's coming out. My country accent's going to come out, Stacy. You brought it out of me. How are you doing?
Well, all fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, great. Well,
good,
I want to tell my listeners, I'm so thrilled to have you on the show. Your debut album, you just released it, Keep Your Dreams Alive. Love that. And so let me ask you first, where are you calling in from? Are you on the road? Are you touring?
Well, right now I'm in a little town called Van Alstine, Texas. I'm back home right now.
Oh, you're back home?
Yeah.
Is that where you're from?
Yeah, just taking a break. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I was born and raised a little farm in Texas.
Wow. How many people are in that town?
About 2,000.
That's it? Do you know all 2,000 of those people?
Well,
I bet you
probably.
But they know you.
Up. Yeah. Yeah, we kind of all know everybody around here. It helps keep us all in line.
Well, okay, I love talking about small towns, but I do want to mention your album features a previous release hit, Mix a Little and To Your Boots Are Dirty, which
yeah.
The boots, To Your Boots Are Dirty, did you know I'm good friends with Billy Croft? He wrote that song.
Oh, are you serious? Wow, that's
yeah,
good.
Yeah, Billy Croft, do you know Billy Croft is a Naperville firefighter, and that's where I live today. I'm just outside Chicago.
Oh, wow. I didn't know
that.
So
isn't that cool that you're singing his song?
That is cool.
Well, your song mm-hmm. was written by him. But that is really neat. So this has really catapulted you and your success, and you're like now you're all over the internet. You're a buzz on the internet and radio airplay. How long have you been in the business, and what all this new sound success, how's that felt?
Well, I mean, I've been in this my whole life, but I've just this past year and a half, you know, took it to a national level like this. And, you know, Maxim Chervosky of Dancing with the Stars, you know, doing that video with Till Your Boots Are Dirty, that doing that video with him really helped, you know, get me in front of lots of people. I probably would have never got to, you know, in a short amount of time. And so I'm very thankful to him for, you know, being so kind as to do what he did. I sure enjoyed, you know, doing that with him and just getting to know him, because he's very humble and just he loves his fans, and he just makes, you know, a great person to be around for encouraging you to be what, you know, it's not about just, you know, it's you have to love people to do this, I guess. Is what
I'm trying
to say. And it's just that he's very genuine in that. And that meant a lot to me, and that's how I want to be. And so I don't know if I answered your question or not, but hopefully.
No, it sounds like, well, that's really cool that he was in the video, but you yourself are fantastic in the video, and your voice is so country. I love it. You got a great voice. I love how you're singing that So Your Boots Are Dirty. But the other song, Mix a Little, is a great little tune, too. So go ahead. Sorry, Stace.
Yeah, I know, that's okay. No, Mix a Little, yeah, it's very special to me. I barely got that song on the album. I went through about 4,000 songs to find the ones that I did for the album. And I just wanted the best songs I could get, whether they were ones that I wrote or ones that songwriters wrote out of Nashville. And so it just took a lot of time to go through all of these songs, and I was, it was about 3:30 in the morning, and I heard, when I was going through all the list of songs I had, I heard Mix a Little, and of course when I heard it, it was a really rough demo and it didn't sound very good, but there was things that I'm looking for in a song that I could tell that had a lot of potential, and it really caught me, especially the line that says, you know, talks about her being July hot. And so
July hot.
So,
I love that.
Yeah. So I just, you know, it just, after producing it, and of course, Josh Leo, I don't know if you know him or not, but he did all of Alabama's stuff, and he currently does Love and Theft.
Love and Theft. Was he the co-producer on your album?
See, he's had 23 number one hits underneath his belt himself. You know, one of them was one he helped write called Cowboys and Angels. That was a big hit by Dustin Lynch, you know, about a year ago. But, he
just had Dustin Lynch on this show over the summer. That's another great song. Wow, so you've been working with a lot of talented people. Now, how long have you been in the business?
Well, I've been doing this my whole life. I mean, I started out singing the little country operas all around North Texas, you know, back when Leanne Rimes was doing, I was on several shows with her. And so it's been a long time.
Yeah.
But
is there one particular performance or event that really stands out that's very memorable to you?
Well, the Johnny High Show used to be really big.
Oh, yeah.
Area. Have you heard of it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that was, good family shows that everybody could go to. And I just thought that was, North Texas area was a unique area because of all the country operas where people could take their families and on a Saturday night, and be entertained and have their kids with them. And people was able to, show off their talent and, not have a record deal behind them. That was good exposure, and it was a good experience. And, I'm thankful that my parents hauled me around all these as a kid to, help me get going in that. Of that, I'm so comfortable on stage, and I probably would have never been able to, encouragement to do that if it hadn't been for, all the experience and those country operas actually being here for us to be able, Leanne Rimes and me, to do things like that.
Yeah. Well, now your debut album, Keep Your Dreams Alive. When you say keep your dreams alive, does that mean something real personal to you? Is there something message that you wanted to get across?
Before I really got serious about this, was I was working on a Boys and Girls Ranch, and I was the equestrian director there, and I was teaching these kids, through training these horses how to, learn how to, about themselves,
Mm-hmm.
And these, I was trying to teach these kids how to go out and live their dreams. And these kids was just an astounding witness to me, and I got to feeling bad over time. I was teaching them how to live their dreams, but I wasn't living mine, and it really hit me hard. And
really,
they really encouraged.
Did you just put
me.
Your music career on hold? Is that what it was?
Yeah. I put it on hold because of the death of my mom, and I just kind of went about 10 years. With just everything on hold because of what I went through with my mother, and
lost
cancer, and so. But anyway, those kids had just seen them and the things they had overcome. And it was just such a witness to me, and they were encouraging me to live my dream, and I just couldn't live with that regret anymore. So I just went for it, and. I keep in contact with the kids at the Boys and Girls Ranch, and they're always encouraging. And that one of the boys there wrote a letter to me the day I left, and it was so encouraging to me. The last words he wrote was "Keep your dreams alive" on the letter, and so I kept that and named the album that. So yes, it means a lot.
Wow, isn't that something? How kids can we can learn from even kids, just reminding us how precious. That's for sure. Hey, are you coming? Are you coming to Chicago? You coming in to our area?
Well,
I will. Still kind of all over, but
it probably won't be this year. We've only got a few months left, but I hope to soon.
Yeah, we would love to see you out here. We love going to Scooter's Roadhouse out in Shorewood, but any venue will do. But you know, Scooter's Roadhouse, that's where I first met David Lee Murphy. You know, David Lee Murphy, Dust on the Bottle.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great venue. So, hint, we'd love to see you out here, Stacey, that's for sure. What are your plans for the rest of the year? You know, I know you're talking about your dream. You're probably living your dream right now, but is there a star way out there that you aspire, you're trying to reach for? Any goals?
I'm just taking this one step at a time and building the shows and getting more venues to play at and building the, my fan base on Facebook. And and the times have changed a lot, and the fan base really on Facebook really means a lot to help, artists like me get booked at venues. So we're working on that, and I'm just encouraging people, to really not be afraid to speak up or say something on Facebook. I see everything that goes on and respond, and that support just means more now than ever before, because as, artists, we're more on our own now. We don't, since the internet's taken over and times have changed, but, the record labels are really not, backing these artists like they used to. And so artists nowadays, a lot of them are left to do everything on their own. So we're trying to do this ourselves. So that support on Facebook really means a lot. They would just go to my page and, at Stacey Burke Music on Facebook and like the page so they can keep up with all that's going on. The more likes, the better. So I really appreciate that.
Well, we like you, Stacey Burke. We like you. And, yes, I love how you said that you are active on your Facebook. A lot of these music and country artists, just celebrities in general, they have someone else running their Facebook and they don't even read it. So it's so neat to hear that.
Oh, yeah, I keep up with it every day.
You're engaged with your fans, and that means so much to your fans.
Yes, I know a lot of them, but I ain't gonna say, 'cause they respond and support, and so I'm very grateful for them.
Well, I love your voice, and I love talking to you. I wish we had more time to talk, but can you come back on the show? Will you come back on?
Sure.
We'd love to know more about Stacey Burke. And we're going to... Stacey Burke, everybody, thank you. I'm honored to have you on. Rising country artist Stacey Burke. I love that voice, Stacey. We're going to play his new hit, "Till Your Boots Are Dirty." Thanks, Stacey. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. No, till your boots are dirty.
give something back. You ain't country till you pull a plow behind a tractor, break some granite, stir up some dust. Yeah, that's a must. Well, I froze on like a wheel, and knowing that's a deal, you gotta dig in your heel. You ain't country till you think out there, been till you've been skinny, dipping some something sweet off in some creek. You ain't country till you stuff, trust me, deep out in a field of mud, way back in the stick. That's how it is. Late to bed and back to early, you ain't country. No, steal your boots, okay?
Don't you just love that rich voice, too? Check him out. I love that song, Till Your Boots Are Dirty, and written by one of Naperville's own, Mr. Billy Croft. So I love talking about Stacey Burke. Check him out, everybody. Okay, it's time to end the show on a good note. I want to do a shout-out to my pal, Scott D. Sherry, with Love and Money, who wrote a lot of these songs that you're hearing, the theme song for the Dolly McCarthy Show. Put together and produced a lot of these songs. So I'm going to do a shout out to D. Thanks so much for everything there. You rock. Check out Love and Money. They're playing at Potter's this month. A big Halloween party over there. So check them out on their website. Love and Money is the name of the band. And now it's time to end the show on a good note. Stay positive and be good, everybody. Be good to each other. If you haven't done so already, please like the Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook. Encourage your friends to like it. We do work very hard behind the scenes here to bring you a quality show. Boy, today was quality, that's for sure. Sorry for the little technical difficulties, but it is October, the haunted month. What do you expect? And follow me on Twitter at Good Dolly Show. Thanks so much to all my new listeners and the ones that have been with me since the beginning. You all rock. Thanks for all your messages and advice and words of encouragement and ideas for future shows. I really like that. Please keep them coming. You guys rock. Thanks to Heather Brennan from Elder Helper for calling into the show and giving us the lowdown and how we need to take care of our elderly. We missed two calls today, Jenna Wardell and Tim Harrison. This never happened besides the vanilla ice incident over the summer. But we'll get them on. We'll get Tim on next week. He's the owner and master instructor at TM Martial Arts. And we want to talk about bullying and how to take care of our children. We had a great time talking to rising country artist Stacey Burke and, of course, Aunt V with What's for Dinner. You guys have a great one. Thanks so much for listening.
Yeah, it's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Thanks for listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.